This podcast is where comfort killers like myself explain useful, practical, and conscious strategies to help individuals all over the globe get up, get out, and get it done. Comfort is our number one enemy. Being comfortable is for average, ordinary, status quo folks who live their lives through social filters and under normal circumstances. Comfort killers walk a different path. We set big goals and accomplish them, achieve greatness through purposeful action, and share our experience to help save many. Get the heck off the hamster wheel and get uncomfortable already.
It's time to get up. It's time to get out. Up. It's time get to get it out. Done. Get it done.
It's time to get on.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean? It's time to get
uncomfortable. Good morning, comfort killers. Hope your day is as amazing as mine is, and you are somehow working on your battle plan to create great. Hope that's what you're doing today. If not, you're acting on that battle plan. I am Stacey A. Cross, leader of the awake, the comfort killers and myself. Are you a leader? Do you know what it takes to be a good leader? Ladies and gents, all of you trying to get uncomfortable today, please lead me on Twitter, Stacey A. Cross, on Instagram as well, Stacey A. Cross, and like us on Facebook, type in the comfort killer, no S, or type in the comfort killers with an S. Who knows? You know the logo. You know what to look for. I'm also on Snapchat. My handle there is Stacey A. Cross. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the home base, the headquarters, the HQ is thecomfortkillers.com. And I like to announce that we acquired comfortkillers.com for those lazies that don't want to type the word the, T-H-E. So you could type both and get to the same place. I'm so happy that you took the time to listen to this show today, because this show is special. I know who's out there. I know who you are. I know you want more. Look, my mission in life is to teach millions how to get uncomfortable, to think better, to act better, and to live better. Do you want to be better? Will you allow us to support you? Our network is about growth, and today's topic is about growth and expansion. We all need it to succeed, baby. You simply cannot stay in the same place and expect to grow. I hope you agree with me. I'm going to repeat that. You simply cannot stay in the same place, the same frame of mind, the same mindset, the same finances, the same anything, and expect to grow. There are three lines on the graph of life, and I'm just going to ask that you try to picture this right now, the three lines on the graph of life. The first one is the line of growth and abundance. This line is expressed on the graph moving upwards, okay? It's constantly pulsating with greatness, elevating in levels and always vertical. The next line is the straight line. It's horizontally expressed on the graph. So take out a piece of paper, which I'm going to do right now, and try to express this line, the one I'm talking about, on a graph, because it's the easiest line to draw. Everyone actually starts with a straight line, ladies and gentlemen. So it's easy to just draw a straight line horizontally on a piece of paper. That's the second line, okay? This signifies no movement, no change. It's the most comfortable line out there. So you could just write on top of it, comfortable line. Okay? It's the most comfortable line out there. It represents death. Okay? You've been in the hospital, you know? You've seen the little, what is that thing called, Siobhan? But the machine that it's on. The heart monitor. Yes. The heart monitor. And then it's pulsating. Boop, 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 boop. Represents the heartbeat, and then all of a sudden it's a straight line. What does that signify? It signifies death. Okay, so we know the horizontal straight line signifies no movement, no change. It's comfortable. It represents death, which we will get a little into just a bit more later. Okay, I want to tell you which is the best line to actually be in. The third and last line expressed on the graph of life is that of downward motion, okay? There is movement, But the movement is in a negative direction. This is the line of continued failure, okay? It just represents a continued, you're taking action. But the action is allowing for failure. So which line represents where you are in your life right now? Okay? Right now. The positively vibrated, pulsating, energetic, upward moving line? Or is it the deathbed, horizontal, stagnant line? Or are you eager to change, but nothing is working, so you're in a downward trending line? Which one? You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to do some confronting. And if you listen to the last podcast, you will understand what the word confronting is, because we looked it up. We looked internal. We said that you cannot change without first confronting. So now we're going to confront these lines on this graph of life to see exactly where we are and what we could do to obviously change it. It's time to get serious about where you are at this exact moment in your life. Let's look a word up today. Let's look up the word expansion. The simple definition is the act of becoming bigger or of making something bigger. Let me turn off this phone. I apologize. I'm so rude. Okay. The simple definition is the act of becoming bigger or of making something bigger. The increase in volume of working fluid. Okay. The hell is that? To boost. Okay. Step up. Rise. To gain. Increment. Uptick. These are positive words. Proliferation. Plus, more. You want to know when we started using this word? The first usage of the term expand was in 1611. Here's a side note. On August 11th, in 1611, Emperor Rudolf forces out King of Bohemia. The hell does that mean? I don't know. It's a side note. I just know that's when they first started using the word expand. Do you think Emperor Rudolf expanded? Who cares? Let's start using this word right now in our own vocabulary. Let's make it on. Let's make it a definitive thing that we're trying to attain and reach expansion. It sounds nice. The reason I thought this would be a great topic to share today is for the past week, I've been checking out office space for my company, the Comfort Killers. We want to get a place to do these awesome podcasts to reach more. Because again, my mission in life is to teach millions, Millie baby, about to go to the Billy baby, how to get uncomfortable so they could think better, act better, live better. I cannot stay in the same place. So I've been looking for office space. And this was due to a solid opportunity for expansion. So now, boom, I have an opportunity to expand. What am I going to do with this opportunity? I have an opportunity to grow my company. What am I going to do? Am I going to stay in the same place? Am I going to see the same things? No, I need to expand. I need movement. I need to pulsate, to be energetic with it. So I got out of the house. And if you have me on Snapchat, again, follow me on Snapchat because it does share a story that I'm trying to give to the world. I do that every day. Every day I'm on Snapchat. Every day I'm on Twitter. Every day I'm on Facebook. I'm on everything that'll make this expansion because I set a goal. The goal is to reach millions, not hundreds. Okay, I already did that. Shit, I got 100 people in my family. One, done. My goal is to reach millions, so I must expand. I can't stay in the same place. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't either. So I get this opportunity for expansion. I'm looking for office space. And of course, the first thing that's on your mind is, do I really need it? The fuck? Yes, you really need it. And it took a week to about 2 weeks for me to come in terms with the fact that it doesn't matter what this cost is. It matters about the potential in the expansion to try to get attention. This is what matters. See, I'm trying to have these videos, these awesome videos on CKTV. I'm trying to reach more people. I'm trying to do an astonishing work with this Get Uncomfortable podcast show. I'm trying to interview crazy, crazy guests, the ones that you didn't even think of yet. Okay, the people that are out there right now, you that's out there right now, writing your battle plan, hitting your strategic plan, getting to your numbers, making it happen, doing what you gotta do, hitting the sales call, hitting the webinars, reading the books. I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to interview you next. So I need to expand, because guess what? You can't come in my dining room, bro. They're doing work outside. That shouldn't have to stop me. So, ladies and gentlemen, I looked for office space. And I didn't look in the terms of, do I really need this? Is it going to work? Hell no. I looked at it, is it going to let my company expand? Is this what's necessary to make my company expand? In what ways will this make my company expand? That's how I make decisions. Because we can't stay in the same place. I remember when I was a rapper, okay, Lady Deathstrike. You could probably find me out there. You could probably find me on Google. I was a basement, mom's basement rapper. Scared of expansion. Scared to grow. Listen, because if you're not growing, you're dead. Your movement is dead. Your concept is dead. Your goals are dead. What the hell is it gonna take? Why do you want to be a bedroom rapper? I'm upset with myself right now. I should have got out of that damn basement. So, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm saying is expansion is needed. It is necessary to grow. They're hand in hand. So, did I find an office? Sure, I did. Is it gonna come? Am I gonna be able to operate out of this office within the month? Yes, I will. It's expansion. And it comes with looking at where you want to be and doing the necessary things and stop trying to be logical and reasonable about things. Is it reasonable to get an office space when I have a freaking 2,000 square foot house? No, it's not. It's not reasonable. This shit is, what are you doing? If I go to my grandparent right now, if I go to my mom right now, one of my uncles right now, even my cousin, my brother, and say, listen, I'm getting some office space because I need to build a studio in there. I need to have a creative space. I need to get storage for my things. I need to invite people. I need to have guests come in. I need to build up. They'll be like, Stace, you stupid. You already pay this much in rent. Why would you take on another? Shh. See, they don't get it. They don't get expansion. So I know what you guys are doing out there. I know that people are looking down at you saying, hey, you're making the wrong decisions. I know. That's why we're with you, because we're on the same level. We're all about expanding here. You don't have to be afraid to expand. So think growth. In anything you do, think growth. Back to those lines. Let's get back to those lines on a sheet of paper, okay? So I'm going to draw those three lines for myself so I could just kind of scope it out. And you should too. You want to always make it real. Because I could talk to you about things, but damn, I need a new notebook. Before getting into that, I just want you to know, if you are doing your thing in any arena, digital marketing, writer, author, blogger, you have an e-commerce store, you have a small business or a big business, please don't stay small. I don't even want to say small business anymore. I own a small business. I remember when I had a t-shirt brand and we used to be like, up and coming t-shirt brand. What's an up and coming t-shirt brand? It's not a t-shirt. It's nothing. You guys got to watch what you say when you talk about your business and your life. Small business owner. No, you're not. You're nothing. Okay, because you can't stay small and live. You can't stay small and survive. You can't stay small and thrive, baby. Okay? So stop it. Stop it right now. All right, so let's make this real. So I have my graph. I made my x-axis and my y-axis. Thank you, middle school. Okay? The first line that I'm going to draw is, of course, that straight up vertical diagonal line that's pointing towards the sun. And then the next line I'm going to draw is that number two. It is the comfortable line, the straight horizontal line. And then the other one is coming from the dirt. It just goes down. Okay, so I have three lines here. Okay. So which one would you rather be? Of course. Okay, guys, of course. The best one is growth. Of course you want to be in this upwards positive movement. Of course, it makes sense. I understand that. So we're going to put it on there. Yes, number one, we want to be in this line. That's the best line. But I'll tell you what, you're not in that line right now. If you're not in that line right now, where are you? Because I'm in that line right now. I've been growing, baby, and it feels so good. Every day is a new adventure. I'm learning more every day. I'm putting myself in uncomfortable situations every day. I went to see a lawyer yesterday, okay? I went to see the lawyer. I said, hey, lawyer man, I need you, bro. Lawyer said, what do you need? I said, you know, I need that thing. I had no clue. Some of the things he said, I was like, what? I was like, you got to dumb that down for me, okay? But it took me making that call and saying, you know what? I need to grow my business. I just cannot be a home-based business. This is not going to work. I cannot reach millions being a home-based business. You cannot reach millions doing the same thing. So here we go. Of course, then the comfortable line. That is the worst line. You would think that number three, which is the downward trend line, the one that's just, hey, listen, they're continually failing, that's actually better than the second line, which is being comfortable and just not growing, not moving. You're dead. And how? You're asking me how? But Stace, it's better to just be in a straight line going across than going down. I'll tell you why, guys. It's because the person that's in the third line, the person that's downwardly, negatively trends, has the possibility to learn something. Once that learning period actually projects itself, that line will start moving up, up, okay? Start moving positive. That person is a comfort killer. They're just not winning at the game yet. They don't even know the game that they're playing yet. They're continuously failing, but they don't realize that the failures are lessons. They're not growing, but they are moving. So the possibility there is the potential of that person to turn that life around, to turn that line around. Do you understand? So what about this comfortable line? Can I change too? Can I move up? I'll tell you what though, comfortable line, you have to go down first. You have to try and fail first. You cannot turn this comfortable line and just shoot up. You have to turn that comfortable line, go down a couple notches, learn some things, and then go up. But first of all, you're dead already. So when you're dead already, you got to get undead already. So it's going to take time. So that time is going to turn negatively. And then you'll be in the situation with number three, failing. But meanwhile, you're failing, you're already adapting to the learning curve, then you're going to potentially go back up. Yes, the best line is number one, but to get to the best line, the positively pulsating, energetic, upward trending line, you had to have been a number two line. You had to have been the number three line, but the worst line of all, the shitty graph line, the shitty person's life is the number two line, which is comfortable, no movement, not growing, stagnant, muddy puds. You get it? So where are you? Confront it. Get real with it. So today I decided for the last minute or so to read a little bit about the comfort, a little bit out of my comfort killer's handbook, guidebook, your booklet, the thing that you're going to walk with in your pocket every second of the day. Please do. The hell is going on with my damn watch phone? My watch phone. All right. So I wanted to read a paragraph out of what I wrote, okay? I'm always reading someone else's shit. It's time I start reading mine. And it is called The Power of I Am, and you could download this handbook. If you like reading, you could download it for free. It's a PDF format. Just find it on my website. If you hate reading and you just want to have the handbook printed out, but you want the audiobook, same thing. Go to my website, go to products, and it's $9.99, and you could get it. Listen, I put a lot of energy into it. I wrote it in one sitting or maybe two sittings, and I did it for you guys. But it's also my book that I want to come back to every time I feel necessary, the need to. So the power of I am. The power is within the knowledge and awareness of self. It is defined by the belief that we, the I, is superior to our body and mind. We must step out of the average mindset that we are weak, powerless, and unable to control. We must begin to think of ourselves as the creator, one that controls space and time with purposeful action and determination. We are far more advanced than one would like to admit. To say I am is to create what is. To back it with will and purpose, feeling and belief is to vibrate its existence in the now. The power of I am is the first step to getting uncomfortable. You were told over and over that you weren't good enough, strong enough, smart enough, tall enough, pretty enough, fast enough to succeed. I am here to tell you that you are anything you believe you are. With that said, start believing in greatness. The average, weak, middle class mind state will say, I gotta see it to believe it. You will begin to shape things accurately by believing it first. You will first need to believe it before you could see it. My friends, my comfort killers, go get the rest of that ebook. It's powerful, man. I'm actually amazed with myself for writing it. Again, find me on all those social media things. I am there. You're never there. I am everywhere. You are never there. And if you are there, I'd like to connect with you. If you have any good ideas for shows, email me, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. I would love to even have you as a guest. If you're growing, if you're expanding, I want to connect with you. Email me, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. You can find me everywhere. You ain't never there. I am out. Be great today. And as always, remain uncomfortable.